The CEO of the Pebble Limited Partnership and a prominent Pebble opponent today debated a key point of contention about the mine, its size. The Federal Army Corps of Engineers is currently reviewing Pebble's most recent mine plan. The company argues this plan is smaller than earlier proposals and better designed to protect the Bristol Bay region's salmon fishery. During Alaska Public Media's call-in show Talk of Alaska today, former State Senator Rick Halford raised a concern shared by many in the anti-Pebble camp that the new mine proposal is only the beginning.
You can't expect stockholders to fund digging a hole halfway down and then refilling the hole and not develop the resource that they have under claim. It is not a reasonable expectation.
In its application, Pebble says it plans to mine 1.4 billion tons of material over 20 years. It also states the total estimated size of the Pebble deposit is 7.1 billion tons. But on the show, Pebble CEO Tom Collier said the company currently doesn't have plans to expand. Collier said before the mine could get bigger, it would have to go through an additional permitting process.
When the major complaint now about the proposal that Pebble has put forward is that it is the nose under the camel's tent, and there may be more coming along. That's the same thing as saying there really isn't anything wrong with the current proposal.
Reached after the call-in show, Halford said he opposes Pebble's current proposal, arguing it is still a large project in the same region as the most valuable salmon fishery of its kind in the world. The Army Corps public comment period on Pebble's proposal ends July 1st.